The Brandon report contains an investigation into multiple incidents of sexual abuse which took place at Ard na Gréine Disability Residential Home in Stranraer, County Donegal, and details poor management at this facility. Initially, the HSE in Donegal had conducted an internal report. At the same time, I had discussed this issue with the previous Minister, Finian McGrath, who requested a separate report from the HSE in Dublin. And I'm very glad he did this, because it is clear that the HSE management in Donegal could not be trusted, as it seems that they were attempting a cover-up due to the fact that the two reports did not match up. Following this, it was referred on to an independent body who drafted the Brandon report. The report was then passed on to the HSE, who have had the report, as I understand it, since February 2020, and who have chosen to make absolutely no action on it. A whistleblower had first raised this issue in 2008, and since then has been in touch with the HSE, HICWA and the Gardaí in relation to it. And this person had great faith in the whistleblower procedure and faith in the system, but that system has let him down, because I stand here 13 years later after having exhausted all possible avenues and still nothing has been done. This fact is incredibly concerning. I was first approached by this whistleblower in October 2016. I was appalled to hear of the shocking incidents that had taken place here, and I was even more appalled to hear that no action had been taken on this. The whistleblower informed me of the sexual assaults of up to 19 different residents. When HSE management was made aware of this, they isolated the alleged offender, and following this, the incident stopped. The alleged offender was then inexplicably returned back amongst fellow residents, and the abuse began again. To my knowledge, this report has gone to the very highest level in the HSE, and they have known about this for over a decade, and they have decided not only to just sit on it, but to make it an effort to cover it up. I would call on you, Minister, to find out who exactly in the HSE is aware of this report and whether this has gone to the board of the HSE as well. Although these incidents took place a while ago, the cover-up is still ongoing. Not only is it completely outrageous that this has been allowed to happen, but how can we expect future whistleblowers to feel supported, protected and listened to when disclosing possible wrongdoings if this has not been acted on? How can we expect people to trust in the system and trust in these institutions if they're all choosing to ignore such astonishing wrongdoings? Minister, I call on you to address this in the utmost urgency. I call on you to read the Brandon report and to investigate why action hasn't been taken on this. And I call on you to put in place procedures to ensure that this does not happen again, which is most important. We must do this in order to protect the integrity of institutions and procedures in this country, and most importantly, we owe it to the families who have all been affected. Families who have been left in the dark, who have had no acknowledgement of the terrible wrongdoings that have occurred at Ard na Gréine. These families need and deserve to see the full report, and people need to be reassured that something like this can never happen again.